for the last month, there has been a general, I used the term before, a bit of Russian roulette taking place, that younger people are saying, it's fine, I'm fine, I can go out, I'm bored, I really think that I can go out and get COVID, sure, if I get it, the aid is fine. But unfortunately, that Russian roulette hasn't worked. The bullet is now in the chamber, it has been fired. There are older people now getting that infection. So I think that could I ask that younger people actually visualize the fact that a team member, to get it to simple, pragmatic, a team member, if you're a member of a team, of your football team, that team doesn't play that week. That's a very simplistic thing. At work, you would have to, if you go to work, all your work team members may have to go home, you'll lose financially. If this thing goes on nationally, you could lose your job. But more importantly, you could bring that infection home or give it to a friend who brings it home, to a family member who dies from COVID. So I just ask that they visualize that not as a simple thing in my regard, but as a societal thing, that it's really important that that infection could kill somebody. It may not kill you, but it will kill somebody. So look, and the following on from that, two very simple visual aids then, is that when you go out now in Donegal, particularly for the next month, assume anybody you meet has COVID. And the second thing is, for the next 2 to 3 weeks, socialize half as much as you did the last 2 weeks. Just do not socialize as much as you did. And I think we know what to do. And I think if we can visualize everybody to follow those simple rules, and the under 40-year-olds to visualize that this has a finite risk beyond them, I think we can, I think sense will actually prevail. But if they don't, it won't.